I'm Pat Rivers, and on this segment of Rochester Speaks, Goodwill of the Finger Lakes. They've grown and have become so much more than a store. Although their stores are still an integral part of what they do, we're going to find out a little bit more. And what else is happening with Goodwill? And better to tell us about that is Jennifer Lake, Goodwill of the Finger Lakes President and CEO. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thanks, Pat. I appreciate being here with you.
Now, Goodwill of the Finger Lakes encompasses a lot of area. That's both Rochester and Syracuse, right?
Exactly, Pat. We have 20 counties where we are the Goodwill, and we have various mission programs from Brockport on the west to Utica on the east up to North Country. So we're excited to get into more of those territories and serve.
And like I said at the open, you are more than just stores now, although the stores are still a vital role in what you do. There's a lot going on at Goodwill.
Yeah, Pat, a lot of people don't realize that the stores are really a vehicle that allows us to employ people with barriers to independence and also generate the much needed funds to fuel our mission programs. Because when you donate that pair of shoes that never quite fit right, it really goes to support your neighbors in need, whether it's our 211 Lifeline program that connects individuals to resources like food, housing, shelter, support groups even. It really is those donations that make those missions happen.
That's true, and a lot of good things can be purchased at your stores, too. We got two of them right here in the near Rochester area.
We have 12 stores overall. It's hard to believe. When I started 10 years ago, we had 4. And it's been tremendous growth. And you're not only supporting our mission, but you're keeping these useful items out of landfills.
Jennifer, you are new to the CEO thing, at least here with Goodwill. Happy anniversary, by the way. You came on board last year at this time, right?
It has been a whirlwind year. Yes, I've been with Goodwill for over 14 years, but really transitioned right at the start of the pandemic.
I was going to say, a lot of fast changes to your organization have been made in light of the pandemic. Can you tell us what some of those changes have been and which ones have stuck?
You know, first and foremost, this whole year has been about how we keep our employees safe and the people we serve. In really, what does that look like in this new COVID environment? And, you know, I'm really proud that our board of directors really worked with the leadership team to keep our employees working, to not have people worry about when that next paycheck is going to come, and also got creative with things like touchless donation drop-offs at our stores. And we're proud that we have not had any spread of COVID in any of our facilities, which is all thanks to our employees.
Now, let's talk about for a moment, Jennifer, your mission programs. You just mentioned them at the beginning, 211 Lifeline, ABVI, and Good Neighbor Program.
So I'll start with the Good Neighbor Program because a lot of people don't realize what that is. Good Neighbor is a way that we work with other not-for-profits across 20 counties in New York to get the goods and things that people donate to us into the hands of people who really need them. So that could be work-appropriate attire. It could be going-home boxes for someone who's completed a homeless-to-homes program. But really, it's those connections and allowing an individual to work with that nonprofit and facilitate their growth and ability to thrive in a community that's so important. We partner with over 30 not-for-profits to distribute items and find that second home or books into community health centers or classrooms. It's really important. You know, the Rochester City School District and the Syracuse School District, we partner with those teachers to make sure that they have clothes and sometimes coats and winter items for their students.
Very impressive. Now, ABVI, Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired, when did you acquire them? When did Goodwill become a part of that organization?
Great question, Pat. So ABVI, the Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired, is over 100 years old. And 25 years ago, our board decided to become a Goodwill. and really allow people who are blind or visually impaired to have a community-based job where they can show the community that people who are blind do things just like you and I do, but maybe with a little bit of adaptations involved. And it also created a revenue stream to support our services, because sadly, over the last 14 years, the funded status of services for people who are blind has continued to decrease. And now, 60 cents of every dollar that it costs to provide those services is funded by our stores or our manufacturing, our contact center, or the generosity of our community.
And we recently had your comrades from up the Thruway here in Buffalo via Visually Impaired Advancement. In fact, they were one of my first interviews of the new year here. They spoke with us here on Rochester Speaks, and you are both very similar, and you kind of work together.
We do. So we each serve people who are blind in our own regions, and we collaborate on ways that we can make things more tech user friendly, how we can raise awareness of the fact that vision loss doesn't have to be a final destination, that you can still live a rich life. And if you're experiencing vision loss, we're here to serve you and help. And then we both actually serve as the 211s in our region, connecting individuals to the information they need to thrive or receive behavioral health or mental health support.
Yes, tell us a little bit more about 211 Lifeline.
211 Lifeline is who you call when you don't know who to call about different human service situations you might find yourself in. And it's a non-judgmental, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week support where you can ask those questions. So during the pandemic, we've seen calls triple. We went from serving about 32,000 people a year to over 110,000.
Oh, wow.
It's significant, and the complexities of the people in need in our community have grown, that our average call length went from under 5 minutes to about 10 minutes. And it is hitting all demographic spectrums. You know, we've had individuals call and say, you know, I don't know what to do. This is the first time in my life that I had to depend on someone else. I used to make six figures, and my, you know, earnings have gone down to zero, and my savings is all gone, and I don't know what to do. And while that's an extreme situation, we also have individuals who call in because they're concerned about their neighbor. Their neighbor has kind of become withdrawn during the pandemic, and they want to understand how they can reach out and let them know safely that they're there for them. And those connections, our telecounselors are amazing at providing you a path forward.
And I think the best thing about the 211, right, the telecounselors, they are blind and visually impaired. Am I right with that?
So we have a contact center representative that have a variety of different roles and contracts that they staff. And while we do have individuals in the past who are blind or visually impaired, our work is accessible and allows people to have the career choices and paths that they want to. And whether that's being part of our retail team or answering inbound customer support calls, or handling some very challenging calls from someone who might be suicidal, any individual, including people who are blind or visually impaired, are there to support you.
Just dial 211 from any phone, anywhere.
Absolutely. And for our region, we're a little different than VIA in Buffalo, in that we're also the suicide crisis counseling line. So calls to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline are directed to our call center as well. And soon to be launched 988, which makes it a lot easier for individuals who are struggling with suicidal thoughts or family and friends concerned about someone, learning how they act. Because the most important thing you can do if you are concerned that someone is contemplating suicide is to ask them just that. And most people don't know that.
I did. I'm learning this for the first time myself. It's coming down the road, right? You said 988?
Exactly. It was just passed about 6 months ago at the federal level. And over the next 6 months, New York State will be implementing that dialing access 988 to go right to suicide counselors who are trained to support you or your family or friends.
Okay. Well, when that gets implemented and it's officially out, we'll have you back on and to talk about it.
Would love that. You know, those simple questions, you know, are you okay? I care about you. Are you thinking about hurting yourself? Are the difference between someone getting the help they need and not?
You're listening to Rochester Speaks, and we are speaking with Goodwill of the Finger Lakes. President and CEO Jennifer Lake joins us. Now, Jennifer, earlier you were talking about how Goodwill is an advocate for employment. So if you could share with us here what positions are available within your organization.
Yes, thank you, Pat. We really are an employer of choice. We are so proud that during the pandemic, even with the tremendous increase in phone calls to 211 or the volume of donations we were blessed with from everyone cleaning out their closets, our employees have stayed there right with us, working as hard as they can. And so we are hiring in our contact center, our donated goods retail stores, our ABCs, our attended donation centers, so those community-based places it's easy to drop off your stuff, and then on our mission teams. You know, we really are looking for people who want their jobs to mean something and have the amazing experience of knowing that what they're doing is making a difference in the community.
If someone would like more information on how to apply to Goodwill and work there, do they just do that through your website?
We do, yep, goodwillfingerlakes.org.
Now, let me ask you kind of a unique question here, Jennifer. In terms of clothing, I'm going through this with my parents now. They're trying to downsize, and my mother's got a ton of clothes from the 70s and the 80s and 90s, and all that fashion is no longer valid. What do you do with clothing that's not so much in fashion anymore? Do you still take that?
We do, Pat, and it's a great question. We have different partnerships that really keep those textiles out of landfills. A lot of people still throw them away, but those clothes can have a second life. So some of them sell really well in that vintage or going to a costume party. And the things that don't sell have a second life. We have a by-the-pound store, our Goodwill Clearance Center, where a lot of local artisans or people that have a lot of craft and different hobbies will buy some of that stuff for the materials itself to repurpose into different home goods or honestly create new fashion. And if it still doesn't have a home, we partner with different textile recyclers who work to repurpose that material into different types of things. So definitely still give us anything that's in gently used condition, obviously nothing that's heavily soiled, but otherwise we still want your stuff.
No kidding. Well, guess what? We're going to be cleaning out soon. We'll be paying you a visit.
Oh, thank you. Yes, those old jeans, those old suits, they create jobs for people who have barriers to employment. Create the mission programs that your neighbors, your friends, even yourself may need someday.
Even those wide-shouldered pad suits that the women used to wear in the 80s, remember that?
Absolutely. Those shoulder pads are making a comeback.
Oh, are they really?
Yep, mom jeans and shoulder pads are you know, coming back if you look at some of the fashion trends.
Yeah, what goes around comes around all the time. That's great.
I think we're all a little, you know, ready to start dressing up again, getting out of our sweatpants and athleisure that we've gone into during the pandemic.
I know. I think I'm with you on that. Let's get things back to normal here as much as we can. So, Jennifer, in our remaining moments, tell us how your role as president and CEO of Goodwill, what's the one thing, the valuable thing that we can take away from the job that you do? What's the most, the best thing for you?
You know, the best thing for me on a daily basis is really how we prepare and empower people to take that next step for them. So it's seeing one of our employees who for 10 years, you know, was told they would never be able to live on their own, live independently. And now 10 years later, she's been in her own apartment, getting around on her own and really thriving to the point where now she's an advocate for other individuals for independent living. It's that person who's been unemployed for over 2 years that no one was willing to take a chance on through our open hiring, where we say we're hiring for 20 positions, just show up Tuesday at noon. Having someone talk about the fact that they had lost hope and now they are able to provide for their family. And our retail jobs pay really well. We pay 75 cents above minimum wage, and we have a production incentive where some of our employees are earning another $2 to $3 an hour.
No kidding.
So they're earning a living wage. And we've had single moms quit their second and third jobs because now they're able to provide. And when you think about Goodwill, I want you to think about the work we do in the community. And also, if you are looking for a career change, the fact that you can have a fulfilling career that still supports your family doing so much good in the community.
That's very inspiring, Jennifer. And if anyone would like to find out anything in addition to what we've talked about today, on your website, it's all there. You have a great website, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, goodwillfingerlakes.org, and we have lots of feedback and would love to hear from you. And thank you so much for this opportunity.
And go shopping at a Goodwill store this weekend. I guarantee you'll find something that you'll fall in love with. It's like a treasure trove.
It is. And don't forget, on Sundays, we have a dollar color. So our Dollar Sundays Goodwill Cares program, you know, if you get the green ticket item, it's only a dollar.
No kidding. All right. I'll have to take advantage of that. We've been speaking with Jennifer Lake. She is the president and CEO of Goodwill of the Finger Lakes. Jennifer, thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you so much.